The economy is still shaky, and Barack Obama's choice for Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has been sworn in. I'd like to bring on someone who has an excellent grasp of the economy, someone who really understands it. It's the CEO of Swiss America, Craig Smith. He's also an advertiser and a friend. Craig, what are the American people facing with this new appointment to Treasury?
Thanks, Michael. That's probably the single area that I can't believe the media has fallen so far down on the job on this one. Timothy Geithner, people forget. Everybody wants to focus on the fact that he cheated on his taxes. And to me, that's between him, God, and the IRS. I mean, it really doesn't affect my life. What does affect my life, Michael, is the fact that he was the head of the New York Federal Reserve. He was in charge. The Federal Reserve has 12 regions. He was in charge of the New York region. Now, part of his responsibilities were overseeing the banks in his region. He was responsible to regulate the private banks and make sure that their behaviors did not create credit bubbles or financial bubbles. I mean, just look very clearly in the Federal Reserve Charter and you'll see that's his responsibility. Well, might I remind the Savage Nation listeners that you had Bank of New York there, Citi, JP Morgan, many of these banks that have gotten billions from the TARP. So he did such a wonderful job, Michael, taking care of the New York Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve region of New York, that now we're going to turn all the banks over to him. I think it was a terrible pick. I think there were a lot better picks on Wall Street to turn to. And I think Mr. Obama is going to look back that it was a big mistake picking Timothy Geithner to be our next Secretary of the Treasury.
Well, speaking of Obama, does he have the experience to run this economy? I don't think so.
Well, Michael, I got to tell you, with Mr. Obama, while he's very eloquent and he looks very intelligent and he's book smart, I don't think he has any practical experience. We know that for a fact. And he's clearly showing that he wants to use theory that he was taught in college to guide him instead of practical experience. I think all you have to do, Michael, is look at his choices for cabinet members, and you clearly see that this is a man that needs help from people that know what they're doing, because he doesn't know what they're doing. I just talked about Timothy Geithner. It's a perfect example. Why did Mr. Obama say, hey, look, you did such a miserable job with your banks, how can I put you in charge of all the banks? He didn't do that. He looked for the politically expedient way out. Look at his choice of Leon Panetta to head up the CIA.
Oh, God, Leon Panetta.
I mean, have many people forgotten about those taxpayer-funded trips that then those people that benefited from those trips, countries and organizations overseas, ended up giving money back to the Clinton-Gore re-election campaign? And mysteriously, those documents disappeared till after Mr. Gore and Mr. Clinton were re-elected. Now, this man's going to be in charge of the CIA. His steps so far, 5 executive orders, 7 presidential memorandums within the first couple weeks of his administration, Michael, are a clear-cut indication that this guy is drunk with power. I think he thinks too much of himself, and I think he should become humble and start to listen to what we really need in America instead of what he thinks he can save America from.
Okay, since Timothy Geithner and Barack Obama are running this economy, do you think they're going to run it into the ground as I do?
Right. Well, I got to tell you, Michael, I think that clearly the economy, people are talking about recession, depression. I think we're going to head for repression, quite frankly. I mean, look, everybody wants to liken this to 1929. We're in a different world. In 1929, we were a nation of producers and savers. People wouldn't think to buy stuff on credit. Your dad, my dad, they saved up their money and bought things. They didn't buy things on credit. They were savers and they were producers. We manufactured things. Today, we are a nation of spenders and consumers. The savers and the producers are the Chinese, for Pete's sakes. So clearly, we are headed for a recession. It may border on a depression. If it does, then it's going to be a hyperinflationary depression, because our current government believes we can spend our way out of this, which is foolish. We can't spend our way out of this. I've done the math, Michael. The math doesn't add up. We're in deep trouble. And until we come to grips with it, we're going to have more trouble that lie ahead.
Okay, Craig, let's pretend it's a savage nation and I, President Savage, appoint you as my Treasury Secretary. What would you do to get this economy back on its feet? Let's get down to brass tacks.
Well, Michael, I had to tell you something. Up till that point, I've had the greatest respect for you. You're one of the most educated men I've ever met. But now I'm not so sure if you'd make me the Secretary of the Treasury. But in all joking aside, Michael, you and I both know what the government should do. And it's so simple. nobody will embrace it in Washington, D.C. The American people embrace it, Michael, but Washington won't. We need to reduce the size of the federal government. That's the number one thing. We have IBM and Xerox and Caterpillar and General Motors and all these companies laying off tens of thousands of workers because they're having to cut back, because they got to shrink the size of their organizations so they can get through this crunch. Yet during this time, the federal government is increasing workers? That's insane. I would argue, Michael, that the federal government and its size and its inability to be able to control its spending habits have caused a lot of the trouble that we're in right now. So number one, we need to reduce the size of federal government. Number two, we need to cut government spending straight across the board 15% over the next 4 years. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No excuses. We can't spend money we don't have. Number three, we need to reduce business taxes. We have the second highest tax rates for companies and businesses in the world in America today. It's killing us. Number four, we need to freeze tax rates where they are right now so people can plan for their futures without worrying about the government changing the goalposts. Number four, we need to get rid of this ridiculous mark-to-market rule from the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation that has caused a lot of the problems of the balance sheets of major organizations. And number three, we need to reinstate the uptick rule on Wall Street to stop this rank speculation that's causing many good companies to go right down the tube. But the number one thing, Michael, is we must, Michael, reduce the size of the federal government and not depend on government for the answer. We need to depend on the people and private business. That is the solution to the future. And I thank you for covering this, Michael, because this is such critical information to your listeners that nobody in the mainstream media is talking about but Michael Savage and the Savage Nation. So thank you for what you do, Michael.
Thank you, Craig Smith of Swiss America, for being on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. It's always good to be with you.
I'm Michael Savage. We'll be right back.